Ovo je test razumijevanja oslušanog teksta iz stranog jezika. Sastoji se od dva zadatka. Svaki snimak slušat ćete dva puta. Imaćete dovoljno vremena da pročitate pitanja prije nego što čujete tekst i da provjerite svoje odgovore. Dok slušate, možete upisivati svoje odgovore u test knjižicu. Poslije slušanja imaćete dovoljno vremena da provjerite svoje odgovore. Prvi zadatak. Pročitajte pitanja.
For the most part, English is the first foreign language for German school children. Next to German and maths, English is one of the main subjects in school, and it's compulsory. So this means that every student has had at least 8 to 10 years of English by the time they leave school. In addition to this first foreign language, English, children have to study a second language for at least 4 years. And some may choose a third one, which is what I did back in my school time. Popular second foreign languages in German schools are French, Spanish, Italian, and Latin. But this may differ from region to region, also depending on which of the 9 neighboring countries is close. So for example, there are schools teaching Danish or Polish as well. 23 years ago, back in the GDR or East Germany, every child had to learn Russian. It goes without saying that English is quite a popular subject for German teenagers because it's a language that surrounds them in many ways. Of course, there's also a certain pressure, as it is very hard to get a job in Germany if you can't speak English. But there are also more motivating factors. Many of the teenagers' favorite singers sing in English. And they play computer games and watch TV series and films in English, so they really are surrounded by the language every day. In cinemas here in Germany, most of the films are dubbed, but still more and more young people tend to prefer watching the original versions with subtitles in order to improve their language skills. Germans are very open towards foreign languages and eager to learn them. So don't be offended when they start speaking English to you right away, just because they are so happy actually to meet a native speaker and practice their English. They will be just as impressed by your efforts to learn their language.
Poslušajte ponovo.
For the most part, English is the first foreign language for German school children. Next to German and maths, English is one of the main subjects in school, and it's compulsory. So this means that every student has had at least 8 to 10 years of English by the time they leave school. In addition to this first foreign language, English, children have to study a second language for at least 4 years. And some may choose a third one, which is what I did back in my school time. Popular second foreign languages in German schools are French, Spanish, Italian, and Latin. But this may differ from region to region, also depending on which of the 9 neighboring countries is close. So for example, there are schools teaching Danish or Polish as well. 23 years ago, back in the GDR or East Germany, every child had to learn Russian. It goes without saying that English is quite a popular subject for German teenagers because it's a language that surrounds them in many ways. Of course, there's also a certain pressure, as it is very hard to get a job in Germany if you can't speak English. But there are also more motivating factors. Many of the teenagers' favorite singers sing in English. And they play computer games and watch TV series and films in English, so they really are surrounded by the language every day. In cinemas here in Germany, most of the films are dubbed, but still more and more young people tend to prefer watching the original versions with subtitles in order to improve their language skills. Germans are very open towards foreign languages and eager to learn them. So don't be offended when they start speaking English to you right away, just because they are so happy actually to meet a native speaker and practice their English. They will be just as impressed by your efforts to learn their language.
Molimo, provjerite svoje odgovore. Ovo je kraj prvog zadatka. Drugi zadatak. Pročitajte pitanja.
My parents separated when I was 2 years old. Needless to say, I remember nothing of what was going on in my life at the time that happened, but I do know that I started spending a great deal of time with my grandparents on both my mother's and my father's sides. My grandparents played a key role in my life. I don't know if it's cultural or simply spiritual, but my relationship with them was always, and continues to be, very important to me. I will never forget what they taught me, and I will strive to pass their teaching on to my sons. My paternal grandmother was an intelligent woman, independent and confident, a woman who was well ahead of her time. She was into metaphysics long before it became fashionable. She was also an artist. She painted and made sculptures. I remember her as always being busy, doing one of the thousands of things that interested her. She didn't understand the concept of staying still and always had some kind of project going on. My great-grandmother, her mother, was a teacher, so my grandmother was practically raised in a classroom, listening to her mother's lectures. She graduated from high school at 14 and even wrote 2 books and became a senior professor at the University of Puerto Rico. Remember, we're talking about a time when society dictated that most women could only aspire to be mothers or housewives. She was a surprising woman, so brave and such a visionary, that one day she decided to pack her bags and move to Boston to study education, in those times. But she moved to Boston and lived there until she graduated with a degree. I recently had the opportunity to dine with Sonia Sotomayor, the first Latina judge of the United States Supreme Court. And when I told her about my grandmother's accomplishments, she was shocked. A Latina woman studying in Boston in the 40s? Your grandmother must have been a strong woman, she said.
Poslušajte ponovo.
My parents separated when I was 2 years old. Needless to say, I remember nothing of what was going on in my life at the time that happened, but I do know that I started spending a great deal of time with my grandparents on both my mother's and my father's sides. My grandparents played a key role in my life. I don't know if it's cultural or simply spiritual, but my relationship with them was always and continues to be very important to me. I will never forget what they taught me, and I will strive to pass their teaching on to my sons. My paternal grandmother was an intelligent woman, independent and confident, a woman who was well ahead of her time. She was into metaphysics long before it became fashionable. She was also an artist. She painted and made sculptures. I remember her as always being busy, doing one of the thousands of things that interested her. She didn't understand the concept of staying still and always had some kind of project going on. My great-grandmother, her mother, was a teacher, so my grandmother was practically raised in a classroom, listening to her mother's lectures. She graduated from high school at 14 and even wrote 2 books and became a senior professor at the University of Puerto Rico. Remember, we're talking about a time when society dictated that most women could only aspire to be mothers or housewives. She was a surprising woman, so brave and such a visionary that one day she decided to pack her bags and move to Boston to study education in those times. But she moved to Boston and lived there until she graduated with a degree. I recently had the opportunity to dine with Sonia Sotomayor, the first Latina judge of the United States Supreme Court. And when I told her about my grandmother's accomplishments, she was shocked. A Latina woman studying in Boston in the 40s? Your grandmother must have been a strong woman, she said.
Molimo, provjerite svoje odgovore. Ovo je kraj drugog zadatka. Molimo, prenesite svoje odgovore na list za odgovore. Ovo je kraj testa razumijevanja odslušanog teksta.